Good evening, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I'd like to welcome you. For those of you who are my inner circle, for those of you who try to make sure you're always attuned anytime that I'm speaking, I am so grateful, so appreciative, and so delighted for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who have been with me and we've shared life and love together. I am so grateful and so appreciative. So I've grown so much and am so, so very blessed to stand in this now moment of eternity. Anytime I come to the airways, I am coming specifically with the intention to exalt the reality of our collective presence as a global humanity, that we are all held in the reality of absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are all so absolutely and supremely blessed to have this opportunity to breathe with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts and every step that we take. We have been socialized to be in a place and space where we take ourselves for granted, where we think little of ourselves unless we have a lot of things or a lot of education, a lot of this, a lot of that. And the reality of it is that no matter how much we try to acquire, no matter how much we put ourselves in a position to seek this and seek that and whatever, you know, the world is really in a place where everybody needs to be in a position where we get more support in being in the light and the truth of all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in a day and time in which humanity and humankind and Mother Earth and Mother Nature and all of the creatures are really fighting for our rights to live. We should be exalting a full life's urge, but because of there being a world-conquering rampage to make sure that we are glib about having to die from something anyway, and we have so much support towards alcohol and tobacco and cigarettes and doing all kinds of things that undermine our cellular integrity, our optimum functioning, our capacity to really think, to really understand what the proper orientation in being upon the planet really is. And so I'm the one to remind us that there is absolute law that governs life. There's absolute law that governs existence. And we each are in this now moment of eternity as a blessing on behalf of the lineages that we represent, that we each are sharing a now moment that is requiring each of us, regardless of our ethnicity, regardless of what hue of people we are, our religious training, our socioeconomic status, our education, or any of the things that we have, to come to a point and place where we value life itself. And we will respect life and the order of life, and the right of all beings and all races and all nations to have the right to their lives. We are in a place and space where there are too many who are so far out of alignment that they will serve anybody's purposes for a dang one dollar. We are in a place and space where we need to understand that nobody can license you, certify you, degree you, educate you, or employ you to create a livelihood that works towards the detriment of anything or anybody and think that you really are prospering. We're in a now moment that we have to take a break to really have an assessment with ourselves about what it is we're truly living for, what really matters to us. If you have not already had to say goodbye to your parents because they have made transition from the planet, if you have all of your siblings and all of your loved ones and whatnot, and you have not had to say goodbye to anybody, then consider yourself blessed. If you have a family that is intact and that loves each other and supports each other, and there's no bickering and divisiveness. But most of our families are torn apart by some degree of whatever. It's like it doesn't even matter what it is. The bottom line is that our families should be striving for wholeness. We should be striving for that which brings forward our generational wealth. We are under a system of global oppression, and the intention is to make sure that we are divided within ourselves, putting ourselves in a position where we're no longer supporting our own lives. We're doing things on a daily basis that undermine ourselves. And now is the time for us to realize that you have more power now. You have more opportunity for education, more light, more wisdom, more truth, more of everything that has ever been needed, so that we are properly oriented and properly aligned with that which truly gives us the opportunity to be successful in our living. And the true parameters of success is that we are in absolute integrity with the light and the truth and the wisdom and the fulfillment of the law that is love, for that is the only way that we can truly know peace. You cannot get peace from warring. You cannot get peace from allowing people to intimidate you to the degree to which you don't stand up for yourself. Peace does not come as a result of you compromising who and what you are. Peace only comes when you have taken responsibility to understand the real power that love is. For love is the harmony of existence itself. Love is that which we all are responding and can respond to. Everything in existence. Existence responds to love, no matter what form of being it is. Even the plants, nature, everything responds to love. Love is the real power there is. And when we are in a place and space where we are consistently inebriating, intoxicating, filling ourselves with all manners of things that defile our bloodstream, that put us in a position where we are not whole, we're not exalting a full life's urge, that we're not really loving ourselves. And we need to be in a place and space where we understand what that looks like. Loving ourselves looks like we will nourish ourselves, that we are not consistently applying ourselves to doing things that undermine or risk our lives, that we're taking the time to make sure that we have more of what is really required in order for us to heal, to cleanse, to be purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light and the truth of all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. I am the one who really wants you to really honor yourself and honor your lineages and honor the legacy of the lineages that you represent. We're in a culture that exalts men, the lives of men. We see statues of men everywhere. You know, we have great men that came from great women. You understand? Now, in other places in the world, they don't exalt Jesus. They exalt the Madonna and the baby. They exalt Mary and Jesus. They exalt the feminine. In addition to, you understand? And we're in a place and space where we have to get reoriented, because honoring any man is not the same thing as honoring that which beats your heart, honoring that which breathes you, honoring that which maintains and sustains you. We're in a place where the socialization puts us in a position where we get emotionally attached to the stories of people, and then we begin to exalt the characters of these stories, without even exalting the wombs and the women that we've come through, without exalting our parentage, our grandparentage, our great-grandparentage, our heritage. We are in a place and space where we need to exalt that which is the intelligence of our own being, that which you all refer to as God. Because that's what really is needed in our now moment. We have so many people that give lip service to God, but they support the violation and the annihilation of other beings and then feed off their body parts, their body fluids, their fetuses. They inebriate and intoxicate themselves. But then they go to church on Sunday and ask for forgiveness and scream and hoop and holler and whatnot as if they were really applying themselves to the intelligence of their being, which is the God that should be present in these vehicles, in these temples. We're in a now moment that requires us to get serious about our living, get serious about our loving, get serious about having a wholehearted intention to harmonize ourselves with the laws that govern our being. Because we have the responsibility to rise, to be in a place and space where we are not supporting that which need no longer be supported. If capitalism requires slavery, and capitalism does require slavery, then we cannot think that being a successful capitalist is really success in this life. We're in a vibration where we have to be strong enough to think a greater thought than that which has set the tone for warfare and starvation and homelessness and hopelessness and whatnot. And that is the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death through creating an economy that perpetuates non-food stuff, stuff that has no vitality, nothing that the body needs. It does not support life. And I refer to these products as being distributed, manufacturing, produced, and marketed and whatnot by those who comprise what I refer to as the corporate deities of death. And these are your soda companies, your fast food companies, your candy and sugar and cigarette and tobacco and alcohol and all of these things which have already proven themselves to be completely detrimental to those who consume it. And now we're in a place and space where we have more access to these things than we do to real food. And this should never be common. We were socialized from the time we were children to care to want to be out of alignment. They had candy cigarettes for us. You know, they had little sparkling drinks to make us think that we were drinking beer like our parents. We are in a place and space where we have to understand that those who market poison to children are out of alignment with duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages of people. Most of us are seeing our family members sick, ill, and diseased as a result of them consistently reaching for the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, alcohol, tobacco, sugary things, and all of this garbage. And now is our time to realize that you cannot reclaim your health. You cannot reverse sickness, illness, and disease by going to the hospitals, that which are the trauma centers, and just having surgical procedures done. And then you come out and do the same thing that got you there. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to be corrected. Care to be in a place and space where it matters to us that we are exalting a full life's urge. We do nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves. That we are in a place where we are mature enough to understand duty, obligation, and responsibility, to understand how to perpetuate our healing for ourselves, our partners, our mates, our children, our grandchildren. Because we will never have anything greater than ourselves. People find out too late after their loved ones are making transition that all of the time that they spent away doing all of these things that they thought were so important was just that which kept them away. Kept them away from their family members. And so I'm here to remind you that we're in a now moment that requires us to care to be correct, care to be healed, care to be whole. We will never have anything greater than ourselves. I was driving down the highway and I was looking at, you know, all of the fancy cars and trucks and looking at how fast we could go and looking at the ones who were pulled over on the side with flat tires and, you know, steam up on their under their hoods and all of this, and realize that, you know, we spend so much time paying for and upkeeping our cars and our trucks and our motorcycles and whatnot that we invest more money and more energy keeping these vehicles running than these body temples that are the vehicles and vessels for our spirits. These temples are the spirit of the true and living God. And our duty, obligation, and responsibility in being here is to care to be in a place and space where you are in that harmony with the laws that govern life, that you are honoring your gifts. You will never have anything that is greater than who and what you already are, but naked. These people have hoodwinked and bamboozled you into thinking that you're nothing unless you have Jesus, unless you have education, unless you have money, unless you have all of these things. They go throughout the world where the people have lush greenery and waterfalls and all manners of medicines growing up as herbs and all manners of animals and ecological systems in order, and make these people think that they're impoverished because they don't have big, tall buildings and all this polished wood, metal, and stone, when everything these people worship, everything that they are bringing to the Wall Street and whatnot, the beginning of which were us as black people, as enslavement. All right, so I'm just saying is that everything comes from the earth. The metals, the gold, the oil, the water, everything comes from the earth. And you cannot possibly think that there is any wisdom where you go in and extract all of these things that you give a value to, that you hoard and put away and desecrate Mother Earth herself and poison the water and poison and kill the people, and think that you have the right to be continued in existence. You have the right to be discontinued in existence. You really have the right to die. And because you have those who think that, oh, well, death is their natural fate and destiny, why would you be following these people? But on the other hand, you want to talk about following Jesus. And those who believe on Jesus will have eternal life. But if you live a life exalting wickedness and sinfulness, and you love having the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, the alcohol, the tobacco, the flesh of dead animals and whatnot, permeating and penetrating you in every atom and every cell of your being till it's created so much blockage and obstruction, you can't breathe, your blood won't flow, you've got to have your limbs and stuff cut off and whatnot, and then you're going to talk about, well, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. It's not possible. It's a lie. And they got you all believing lies. That you can love death and love consuming dead things and think that you're not going to be dead at the end of it. It says, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth is that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And that absolute and supreme intelligence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is that which is the designer of these bodies. It is beyond man and mankind. It is greater than all of the religions put together. And it is always in a consistent state of expansion and growth. And the progression of it is our progression, that we should be progressing. We should not be degenerating. We should be really coming to a point and place where those of us who are living now, who are the beneficiaries of all of the light and the love and the thoughts and the scriptures and all of the truths and whatnot that other people have realized that they pass forward to us. And so we should be exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, putting ourselves in a vibration where we are completely healed and whole because we know what to do. But most of us have been in these bodies for 20, 30, 40 years and have no clue as to how we function. But you can put cars together. You know how to screw nuts and bolts together and do refrigeration and do all these things, but you don't have a clue about yourself. And that's a tragedy and a travesty, because that is the wickedness of a system that takes responsibility to educate us and then tell us that we have to have the flesh of dead animals and the pus and mucus of cows and all this carbs and all this protein and whatnot to be healthy. And so we follow everything that they say, and you're a mess. You are a mess. And so to be less of a mess You need to care. You need to care like you've never cared before, to be in a place where you are willing to do whatever it takes to get to the essence of the truth of yourself, the light of yourself, the beauty of yourself, the wealth of yourself. Because this is what lays foundation for every other thing. See, the laws are working all the time, so we can apply ourselves to accomplishing anything. But the reality is that everything becomes easier when we honor the gift that we've been given, which is in us. It is us. It is the physical body and the spiritual presence that is in this body, and the capacity for thinking and learning and contemplating and tapping the genetic inheritance that is charged in our DNA, and calling forth the strength and the power and the talents and the abilities and the greatness of the lineages that we represent. And I'm talking lineages. I'm not talking about just mama and daddy and grandmama and granddaddy, but I'm talking about 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 10 and 12 and 15 and 18 and 20 generations before and on before. These are our ancients. So when you all talk about, well, we were in Kemet and we were here and we were there, but you're going to give them lip service and all of that, but you're not going to apply yourself towards building on the legacy of which they have provided for us. But it's in us. And the nature of this garbage that they call food is that it distorts. It puts us on a DNA lockdown where we cannot tap the greatness that is already in us. And it's hard to be great when you are in a place and space where you're loving inebriation and intoxication. You know, it's very difficult. And I've seen that, you know, those who used to be vegetarian, they used to be clean, they used to have all this discipline, they used to, as soon as they started sugar popping and alcohol drinking and whatnot, then your discipline goes out the door. That's why they make sure that we have access to this stuff, where you think that you can't party unless you high. You can't celebrate unless you've got all this toxicity around you. I know my son, when he was a little boy, he used to be trying to figure out, well, why is it that he didn't have birthday cake and ice cream like everybody else? We have watermelon. So I'm just saying is that we have to set the precedent, and the sisterhood, womanhood, has to come to a point where we will accept our duty, obligation, and responsibility to do the damage control, to clean ourselves up, to renew ourselves, to rebirth ourselves, to put ourselves in a place and space where we are healing from these fibroids. We're healing from all of the residues that have come from all of our mistakes. We have to really forgive ourselves for our bad choices and begin to really be radiant in a full effort to walk in the true nature of what a woman is, which is absolute love. That which is healing, that which is nourishing, that which is wisdom. And the defilement of womanhood, the degradation of womanhood, is the illness of the world. And so I'm so very grateful and I'm so very thankful that the laws are always working. You get what you ask for. The issue is, do you have the courage and do you have the wisdom to ask for the fullness of yourself? Do you care to cast off all of the illusions of limitation, oppression, depression, sickness, illness, and disease, to accept the order that comes when you apply yourself to loving that which beats your heart and that which breathes you and that which is the order of existence, loving it with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul? That's what we were told to do. And I guarantee you that whatever your issues are, whatever the dis-ease is, when you get support in remembering that you are already divine. We already dwell within the very presence of that reality that you all refer to as God, and it is life. But the fact that humanity and humankind desecrate, defile, murder, and kill over 10 billion of Mother Earth's creatures on an annual basis, most of which is wasted, and then the others of it is being used for food and other things, that this is part of the real tragic date with fate that's coming to humanity. That we have these creatures that are huge creatures traveling the waters of the earth. And the only thing that people can do is to get out there and slaughter them and kill them. And then lay their bodies up on ice and then ship them all over the place so people can eat the flesh of dead swordfish and dead tuna and dead this and dead that and dead the other. Why are you thinking that you can really live and be feeding off of the carcasses of dead beings? Because that's what you've been taught, and that's the lie. And those who taught that lie, that may be their appetite, but that's what makes them so wicked. And nobody asks, what makes these people so wicked? They're wicked because they love the kill. They're wicked because they love the spilling of blood. They love the carnage. They love the hunt. They love that. You could turn on the television anytime and see these people all up into the oceans, you know, just killing shark and killing this and killing that. In the woods, killing this, and in the jungles, killing this. And we were told not to kill. Because that which you kill, that which you do unto others is going to be done unto you. Because there is only one intelligence in existence. It is the eye that sees through all beings. And these beings, no matter how small or how large they are, they exalt a full life's urge. They do nothing to undermine themselves. They have the sense enough to know their food, excrete their waste, know their kind, perpetuate themselves, and exhibit all manners of fear or flight or fight when they sense that their lives are being threatened. And so it's time for us to get to the root of the issues in terms of how do we become a restored people? How do we cleanse ourselves, clear ourselves, forgive ourselves for our trespasses? But that's the work. That's the inner work that needs to be done. We do not, no one of us has to wait for the whole of us to become liberated before we walk in the light of liberation for ourselves. The masses of people cannot be liberated by legislation. The masses of people can only be liberated when each individual one decides and commits to living harmoniously with the law and thinking rightly, in that any situation and circumstance does not have to be their detriment. Any situation and circumstance can be the leverage, can be the inspiration, can be the motivation for you taking the time to get real still, to get real clear, and to lift your voice unto your Creator and ask for that which is needed. Ask for it. Apply yourself unto it. They have us outside of having the understanding to know that we don't need priests and popes and pastors to intercede for us. You've got to come to a point and place where you lift your own voice and you open your own heart and you do that which is truly in your own best interest in clearing, cleansing, purifying, and committing and consecrating your body, heart, mind, life, and soul to being whole, to being cleared and cleansed, so that you have the opportunity to be truly harmonized in the light of God, the truth of God, to be renewed as this point of the presence of God, to have the personal integrity, the cellular integrity, to be highly ethical, very moral, to be creative and dynamic, and setting the precedent for that which needs to happen so that our generations can be secured. We're in a now moment of eternity requires you to commit to that which is the process of salvation and deliverance from the wickedness and the degradation, the violation, the adulteration, all of those things that have us in a position where the hospitals are filled with all of those who have lost their way. If you really care, then care to be whole. You're in tune to Adama, your voice of resurrection. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. We're in a now moment that requires us to care to be in a place and space where we're in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, and our souls. We have so much available to us, so much information. They say, oh, well, this is the information age. No, this is the age of light. This is the age of triumph in absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that when you have been under siege for generations and people who are living in this now moment are no longer responding appropriately, correctly, and directly to being under siege. When you live in a social and economic and political environment that your boys, your children can get shot down in the streets by those who are commissioned by occupation, given badges and whatnot so that they are supposedly serving the best interests of the community, and we have no real justice in that. When we are in a place and space where our lineages are being undermined by virtue of everything that they put into their mouths, when we have the corporate entities and deities of death that have first access to the minds and the hearts of your children in commercials, during cartoons, and all of children programming, then you all have responsibility, duty, and obligation to understand that you have duty, responsibility, and obligation to protect yours. See, our children are out here and they have no protection because those who are manufacturing, promoting, advertising, producing, and distributing the products of death are men and women, those who are the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people. Those who are the profiteers are men and women. Those who are the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people. Our children don't have the protection that they need because you have those ones who are adulterated who feel as though they have duty, obligation, and responsibility to make a doggone dollar any way they can. And so what the hell if we're poisoning our children and making sure that they have artificial colors and artificial flavors and BHA and BHT and nitrates and whatnot? So what if McDonald's is grinding up all of the dairy cows that were shot up with enough BGH hormones to make them produce over 3.5 tons of milk in their life cycle, and now your baby boys are being pumped full of female estrogens because you don't want to cook? We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that you have duty, obligation, and responsibility on behalf of the lineages that you represent to stand up on behalf of life, on behalf of light, on behalf of that is yours, as men and wombed men. We're here to protect our children. We're here to secure their path and their destiny. We are not here to be complicit and complacent with our own oppression, annihilation, degradation, deprivation, starvation, violation, incarceration, and all of that. And this is why we need to understand that there is absolute law that governs life and there is absolute justice. And see, y'all keep saying, oh, no justice, no peace. No, there is justice, honey. And the justice is that those who are the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death, their justice is death. But we want a really soft shoe, and you understand, y'all want to act like everybody have the right. You understand, the devil have more right to perpetuate his foolishness than we have to stand up in our righteousness. That's what you all allow. That's why y'all don't complain about Coca-Cola, Burger King, and McDonald's. That's why you rush to them. You make sure they have your money. They don't have to ask, but they keep advertising. They keep adding more garbage to their burgers. They be like, now they got bacon, they got cheese, they got eggs, they got everything to create heart attack, stroke, aneurysm, blood clots, and all of this. And you all act like they have the right to do that. You don't complain about it. You understand the fact that we're not complaining that you have those who are perpetuating the flesh of dead animals as food, the aborted fetuses of chickens as food, artificial colors, artificial flavors in all of the things that are being marketed to children. We have to have a whole other degrees of conscientiousness and care about what is happening in our communities. Capitalism does not authorize us to function outside of the order of the laws of existence that know that we are here to perpetuate life itself. We're here to exalt life itself. We're here to work towards the generational wealth and unfoldment and expansion of those who live now, and for there to be so many educated ones with your college degrees and your master's degrees and your PhDs and your managerial and organizational training and whatnot to work on behalf of those who are the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death is no step forward. It is several steps backwards from those who marched and fought and were beat up and knocked down and whatnot. They didn't want to let us into college. We would have been better off not going to college if college was only the thing that was going to license us and legitimize us to be able to perpetuate in a system that perpetuates death. Say, what good do college do you? Because there are those who feel as though they've arrived, they've made it, they got their degrees, they dress up every day to go to work and whatnot, but then they do not have the sense enough to understand what purpose in being is. People say they're 40, 45 years old, I still don't know what my purpose in life is. Now, how can you get through elementary school, junior high school, college, and all these other degrees, and you still don't have any idea what purpose in life is? That's because your educational institutions have failed you. We should be in a place and space where everything, all of our institutions, our government, our religious institutions, our churches, our mosques, our temples, our synagogues, our education, everything supports us in knowing the sanctity and the sacredness of life itself. Everything should support us in our having an inner standing, an understanding, and a resolute standing with the intelligence of existence that allows us to stand. Everything should support us in exalting a full life's urge. Everything should support us in being able to function in the light and the truth of who we were destined to be as mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and whatnot. But because they don't do that, and because they put us in a position where we feel like we have more duty, obligation, and responsibility to our careers than we do to our lineages. They put us in a position where we feel as though we can go to work on behalf of the alcohol industry, the tobacco industry and whatnot, and market their products and do their advertising, and we got good jobs. We doing good, y'all. That's the lie. And I want you all to really understand, I'm not here to beat anybody down, but the reality that we have multi-trillion dollar industry that is supporting our death and our demise, our dysfunction, our degradation, our violation, our incarceration and whatnot, then you all should be offended by that. from the time we were little, our cartoons and our comic strips and our movies, everything dealt with the protagonist and the antagonist. It dealt with the forces of good and the forces of evil. And then we've grown up and we participate on one side or the other, or walk that middle line. And some days we're wicked and some days we try to be good. Some days we're wicked and some days we try to be good. But the days that you're trying to be good, you're still wicked. But you don't know that. The divisiveness that exists, our families being torn apart, the negativity that we are exalting and talking about each other, you know, the reality of what it is to be a world under siege, that we're being warred against and we're not responding appropriately, correctly, and directly to being warred against. I saw a young brother with locks outside of the health food store yesterday. And he had a Coca-Cola in one hand and he had a cigarette in the other hand, but he had locks down to his shoulders. And so I said, well, I spoke to him as I went out. And then when I came back, I spoke to him again. I said, well, is it that bad that you need to be killing yourself? And he looked at me. And he held up the Coca-Cola and he said, well, this is my father's fault because they've been giving me this since I was a little boy. And so I held his locks. I said, well, this is saying, your locked hair is saying that you know who you are. And your cigarettes and your Coca-Cola are saying that you don't give it about who you are. And he could feel the genuine sincerity that I had for him. Because I told him, y'all don't have any time at all. You're being warred against. You can be shot down in the streets and nobody will do anything about it. But you're standing up here killing yourself. You're killing yourself. Okay, so you really are putting yourself in a position where you have no grace and no protection because you're killing yourself. And I said, people did not fight and struggle for you to be able to have access to all you have just so you can be all right with the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil penetrating you in every atom and every cell of your being. It's all in your liver and your brain and your pineal gland all throughout your body, and you're only 20-something years old. You'll be dead before you get to be my age. You keep doing what you're doing. He had to put the cigarette out. He said, I can't even smoke this with you. But how many people walk by our youth in the streets and see them smoking and drinking and whatnot, and you say absolutely nothing to them? How many of you, when you have the parties and whatnot, you make sure that there's alcohol and tobacco and reefer and all of these things? It's like, we can't celebrate anything unless the corporate deities of death are represented with their products. And see, this is what we've missed. In all of that that we got, we are missing the foundational truth that we, as these living points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, cannot be certified, licensed, degreed, educated, religiously trained, and whatnot to be all right with the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, or that it has become popular and common activity and collective learning and education and the path of prosperity, and we be all right. It's not real like that, y'all. See, everybody want to give, you know, give Dr. King kudos and give Malcolm this and give, but y'all don't want to stand in any greater degree of light than what they had. And it's time for us to realize that that is what our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to stand in a greater light than all of those who have come before us. But they got you scared. They have you scared to be right. They have you scared to be righteous. They have you scared to be that powerful. that vividly self-representing in the light and the truth of who you really are and what you really are is absolute and supreme intelligence. You cannot be afraid to be who you are and be all right. We've been given absolute law. And the absolute law is absolute love. And love is the power. It is the force of existence itself that holds all planets, all worlds, all realms in their orbit. And everything is giving and taking in of the very intelligence of existence itself. Everything is serving the purpose of the intelligence of existence itself. Except we have these people here who are serving the forces of divisiveness, sickness, illness, disease, and death, and making trillions of dollars in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death. You understand? They don't have to worry that we got education. They don't have to worry about, okay, well, we let them go to come to school. You know, they have equal opportunity. They can work anywhere they want to work. They can live anywhere they want to work. But what are we going to do? We're going to make sure that they are feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows. And when they think party, they think us. You understand? They are inebriated, intoxicated. And as long as they're that way, then there is no way that they can possibly have the right thought to do anything differently. And that's the situation that we're in. While everybody was asleep, enjoying their party, getting their party on, Monsantos and all these other ones was raising completely up and robbing the food of its vitality, and Cargill and all of these other ones, while everybody was partying. And now we're in a place and space where you're waking up, and now you're feeling like, okay, there's nothing much we can do. And I'm here to tell you that there's more that you should be doing now. There's more in your consciously caring to be more. You understand? You can't get anything greater than who and what you are, but if you are glib about your right to undermine yourself, then there's no grace and protection that you can provide for your children. And that's what we're here to do, is to secure the exaltation of our lineages through our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. This is the real work. Everything in life lives to perpetuate itself. And that's part of the everlastingness about living, that each generation becomes more dynamic and more potent than the last. We're here on behalf of the whole of existence, to serve the purposes of existence, to strive for wholeness in our being, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, psychically, physically. And that will have its reward materially and financially. But we can never get anything greater than who we are. You understand? Your $20,000, $50,000, your million-dollar homes are not more valuable than your body, your temple. That's the first home. That's where we live, is in our bodies. And so when they talk about being homeless, you understand? It's like every dis-ease begins to exalt itself under the name of its disease. You understand? So homelessness can never be eradicated when you keep calling forward and telling the people that they're homeless. And not bringing forward to the reality that in order for them to be homeless or houseless, you understand, then there had to be other things that were there. And I'm saying it was the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all of this artificially colored, artificially flavored, all these nitrates and nitrites, all of this garbage, the alcohol and tobacco that literally robbed the people of their life force. Put them in a position where the more they indulged those things, the less of themselves was left. And we need to understand that these companies As many of us they may employ, they are not our friends. They serve the purposes of divisiveness. They are the devil. And between the forces of religion that don't check it, you understand, the churches are not raising up and saying anything about this world-conquering rampage of divisiveness. They're not saying anything, really. They're really not. You understand? It's like, on one hand, they want you to feel as though your sinfulness is your right. They're supporting you in going to church and doing all of these things. And then at the end of church, you go downstairs in the basement or you go to the picnics or whatever, and you feed off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the sodas and all of these things. And I'm just saying, is that why did everybody miss this? And now is the time for us to get it. You got to get it. If we don't get it, you will be dying. And that is the agenda, to make sure that everybody's dying, that you're not really living in the fullness of your potency, your power, your effectiveness, your self-mastery, your ever-unfolding, ever-expanding consciousness as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. The agenda here is sickness, illness, disease, and death. That's the agenda. And therefore, the justice is death. And that's why you've got to be intensely intentional about being restored in the light of the truth of the all that you are, is this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence. We know that destiny is off the planet. I'm just the one to tell you that we should not be dying. That they have you in a place where you cannot even begin to fathom the reality that you can make a transition from the planet without having died. For as much as they perpetuate Jesus and eternal life, and those who believe on him should have eternal life, but then they give you no practical application for that. It's all rhetoric. And I'm saying there's a practical application to how we walk and how we think and how we love and how we forgive and the mercifulness and the compassion and all of the spiritual alignment that we have the opportunity to embrace as duty, obligation, and responsibility as the children of God, to come to a point and place where we really care to walk in the sacredness and the sanctity of who and what we really are, because there is no other leverage that you can have in a system, in a world system that is anti-life and anti-Christ and anti-you. And for as many of us as there are, we have different talents, skills, and abilities, but the bottom line is we're sharing a now moment of eternity, and all of our gifts are enough to bring a balance and a wholeness to this life. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that the Creator doesn't make any mistakes. And that for whatever mistakes we've made, we can accept the correction and come to a point and place where we don't make the mistake of choosing death when we should be choosing life. And what I find as a result of consciously caring to support people in knowing how to reverse the issues that have crystallized in their tissues as sickness, illness, and disease, is that when you have been choosing death consistently for decades, then it becomes almost next to impossible for you to choose life. And that's where that, you know, you're in this grave because you've been really killing yourself this entire time. So you have to be intensely intentional about choosing life. It has to be something that wells up from deep within you. You have to be consciously committed to the clearing and the cleansing, the purification and the renewal, the rebirth and regeneration. And what I found out with my mother, and when I served Mrs. Coretta Scott King and so many of my other elders that I have had responsibility to serve, it is my duty, obligation, and responsibility to serve them, but they could not hear me. they hear all these other ones that wrote all these books, all of these white ones that wrote all of these books telling them that they can eat this and eat that. And I'm telling them, no, you have to cleanse. It's not that you just need raw food. You need to cleanse. And you all have always heard cleanliness is next to godliness. No, cleanliness is godliness. And I remember with my grandmother when I was a little girl, everything had to be spick and span, immaculate and whatnot. We had our Saturday chores and whatnot. I learned how to strip floors and polish floors and buff floors and all of that. You understand? And she had the plastic on the couch and everything was clean except they were feeding us the flesh of dead animals, the aborted feces of chicken and pus and mucus of cow, so that the filth was in us. And where there is filth, then you are creating detriment. You become open and receptive to demons, worms, parasites, maggots, all kinds of things that put you in a position where you risk your life, you risk your clarity, you make bad decisions. It makes you lust for things that you should not lust for. I'm just saying is that we have to understand that your body is your home. This is where you dwell. This is where you live. And the condition of your body lays foundation for the quality of your thought. It shapes your perspective. And that's why we are all in so many different places. Because we have been raised under the thought that we can eat anything we want to based upon what our appetites are. And therefore, we are not harmonious. We're divisive. As families, as communities, as businesses, as cooperatives and whatnot, there's just... It's very, very difficult to really come to any real degree of power when everybody's on a different frequency and commitment to living. And so I'm here to encourage you to realize that in our now moment, it is necessary for us to be on the same page. And that same page is our commitment to being, our commitment to living, our commitment to our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, our renewal, our rebirth, our regeneration, our rejuvenation, our revitalization, and our revivification in the light and the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. Greatness is in all of us. But we have to want that and to know that greatness is not necessarily about everybody in the world knowing your name. It's not necessarily about fame and fortune. It's about you being accountable in any and every now moment to do that which is yours to do. And leaving other ones greater as a result of your having influenced them, touched them, met them, embraced them, communicate it with them, particularly our youth. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care. Care to live. Care to be remembered. Care to walk in the fullness of ourselves. Because anything less than that is insufficient. Under a world-conquering rampage to divide and conquer us. Under an agenda that is genocide. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection.